شبلی رحمت اللہ کہ دوسری دفعہ میں نے آپ کو خواب میں دیکھ کر کہا کہ حق تعالیٰ نے آپ کے ساتھ کیا معاملہ کیا. حضرت شبلی رحمت اللہ says, the second time when I saw again Mansur Halaj in my dream, I asked him again, how did Allah Ta'ala treat you? How did you fare there by Allah Ta'ala? فرمایا کہ مقعد صدق کے منزلت کو پہنچایا اور عزت بخشا. So he said, Allah Ta'ala elevated me to the stage which is called مقعد صدق, the stage of truth. Allah Ta'ala honored me, he honored me and he elevated me to the high rank which is called مقعد صدق. Here on earth he was branded as a sindiq, as a kaf, after then he was executed, but here Allah in akhirat Allah Ta'ala honored him, granted him the loftiest of states. Maine kaha un logo ke saath kya. Then I asked him in a dream, what's Allah Ta'ala's decree about the people? The people who had stoned you, executed you. What is Allah Ta'ala's decree about them? فرمایا دونوں فریق پر رحمت فرمایا. اس اللہ تعالیٰ رحمت mercy upon both groups, those who supported you and those who were your enemies who had mutilated you, had stoned you, had killed you. فرمایا جن لوگوں نے مجھ پر شفقت فرمائی اور مجھے پہچانا اس سبب سے, اللہ تعالیٰ bestowing his mercy on those people who recognized me, they understood that I was not in error, I did not commit any kufr, and they had abstained that thing from participating in this treatment to me. So Allah Ta'ala for that reason you see decrees is mercy for them. اور مجھے اس سبب سے اور ان پر رحمت کیا اور لوگوں نے کہ مجھے نہ جانا اور حق کے واسطے مجھ سے عداوت کی ان کو بھی رحمت کیا. And so the others, those who had meted out this treatment to me, Allah Ta'ala bestowed and decreed his mercy for them as well. Why? Because they did not understand, they did not recognize me, they did not understand, and their action was purely for the sake of the haq, for the shariat. And because the shariat orders a person who commits blasphemy, commits kufr, says that he is Allah, or commits any other act of blasphemy, insults the anbiya, insults the nabi, or insults any inside the deen, then he is to be executed. So they acted in for the haq, and they acted in defense of the deen. For that reason, I think Allah Ta'ala bestows his mercy upon them as well. Even whilst he was still alive, whilst he was being executed, he made dua, Hazrat Mansur, that Allah Ta'ala must have mercy on these people who are treating him in this manner, and Allah Ta'ala also must grant him the realization. You know, he had no hatred for the people. Why? Because his focus is on Allah Ta'ala. If a person's gaze, focus or nazar is on Allah Ta'ala, then there is no reason why you will become offended with the people. Because you understand that whatever they are doing, this is Allah Ta'ala's hukum. Comes Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if all mankind and all jinn kind unite to cause you any harm, they will only be able to cause you that amount of harm, that degree of harm which Allah Ta'ala has set out for you. You know, they are just machines, that in cogs in Allah Ta'ala's machine of in Allah's scheme of operating this universe. They are just acting accordingly. And if all mankind and jinn kind unite to give you any goodness, to grant you any goodness, benefit, then they will only succeed in giving you that amount of benefit which Allah Ta'ala set out in your taqdeer. Nothing else. So, the person, the one who is an arif, the one who understands this issue, his gaze is on Allah Ta'ala. Anything happens to him, he knows this is Allah Ta'ala's working, is Allah Ta'ala's hukum, his decree, and I have to accept it. And I cannot, I do not behave like a person who stands in front of a mirror and he sees his own reflection there in the mirror and sees something is wrong on his garments or on his face, and now he starts to insult the mirror and starts to criticize the mirror or the reflection in the mirror. So they understand this or everything is from Allah Ta'ala's side. Or Shibli farmate, kisi aur kisi ne khwab mein dekha ke qiyamat barpa hai. Someone saw in a dream that he is on the plains, one buzuk saw he is on the plains of qiyamat. Haath mein aur mansoor piala haath mein liye huye hai aur tan par sar nahi hai. He saw the thing on the place of Qiyamah, Mansoor holding, having a mug, a jug, it was a container in his hand, and he was wandering around, but he was headless, only his body. Pucha ye kya mamla hai, nida hui wo Mansoor sir burido ko piyana deta hai. And I asked, what is happening here, who is this and what is it? Then I heard a voice telling me that this is Mansoor. He is going out and in this plains of Qiyamah where there is so much hardship and people are suffering with thirst. He is going around and giving water to those who had sacrificed themselves and for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. You know, they were martyrs, their heads were cut off. So wherever there are people whose heads were cut off, he goes and gives them water to drink. اور چبلی فرماتے ہیں کہ جب منصور کو دار پر چرائے ابلیس آپ کے سامنے آیا. حضرت چبلی رحمۃ اللہ says that at the time when حضرت منصور was still alive, when he was about to be executed, he was tied up, then ابلیس appeared to him. ابلیس appeared with his own logic now. Appeared. ابلیس آپ کے سامنے آیا اور پوچھا اے شیخ تم نے ان الحق کہا میں نے انا خیر کہا. So he comes and he says to Hazrat Musa, oh Shaykh, you said انا الحق, انا الحق, I am the حق, I am Allah. And I said انا خیر, انا خیر منہ. Comes the Quran, says Shaitan, when Allah Ta'ala ordered Shaitan to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, then what Shaitan replied, when he refused, Allah Ta'ala asked him, why are you refusing to make sajda to Adam when I am commanding you? So he said, Ana khair, I am better than Adam alayhi salam. He said, but you said Ana al-haq, you are Allah. I did not say I am Allah. I only say I am better than Adam, than another creation. Right? Tum par rahmat ki aur mujhe lanat, uska kya sabab hai? So why did Allah Ta'ala bestow mercy upon you? You still alive, and Shaitan understands what's going on here. And he can understand, he had with his spiritual abilities, he understands Allah's rahmat is actually descending upon Hazrat Mansoor, alhamdulillah, to base all this type of taklif that he's undergoing. He's not feeling any pain at all, or maybe he's feeling the pain, but it's bearable for him. Allah Ta'ala always on those bandas, or on those servants of his, on whom he imposes trials to elevate their rank. For some reason or other, Allah imposes trials, like on Anbiya, Allah Ta'ala imposes other trials. Then Allah Ta'ala at the same time grants them the sufficient strength, ability, tawfiq to bear those the hardships. They do not panic. They do not panic and they do not lose themselves and they do not make any utterance which is in conflict between the Tawheed. Whereas on the other hand, when a person he is afflicted with hardship and is unable to bear that, he panics now. He gets confused. He panics and he makes nonsensical utterances. And that is now a sign of Allah's azab upon him. Allah Ta'ala is not granting him the tawfiq to make sabr. So he is getting now punishment from that. And he will leave the dunya in this manner without understanding, without making tawbah. So shaitan is now for the Mansoor. So why when you said such a great lost statement was so, such a great statement of blasphemy, Anul Haq you said, and Allah Ta'ala bestowed mercy upon you, and I made a very statement comparatively speaking much lower than yours. I only said Ana Khair, I'm better than Adam, I said. So why, what is the reason for that? Mansoor Rahmatullahi Farmaya, in that state of suffering, while he's being stoned and while he's being dismembered, he's giving an answer to Shaitan. He said, Farma ke tu ne ana apni khudi se kaha. He said, you said ana because of your ego, of your takabur. No, nafs, you said ana, I am better than him. It was your ego, your takabur you had. Aur maine apne se khudi ko dur kiya. And I, when I said ana, I enlightened me. I was enlightened. I had no ego in me. What he's saying is actually it's not me speaking. It's like the tree that was speaking when Allah Ta'ala appointed Nabi Musa alayhi salam in the Wadi of Tuwa, in the valley of Tuwa to be the Nabi. Allah Ta'ala speaking, but it appears that the tree is speaking. Yeah, through the tree. So he said, my ego, my nafs was completely annihilated, killed off. There was no nafs. And for that reason, isliye mujhe rahmat mili, tujhe lanat hui. For that reason, I receive rahmat and you receive lanat, curses. Isme ye nukta hai ke jaano tum ke minni aur main bana khoob nahi. So he says that author Hazrat Faridin Rahmat says in this answer of Mansoor, there is this lesson here to understand that. So, that to attribute goodness and excellence to yourself is evil. There's no goodness in it. Be careful. And you will understand. Allah Ta'ala has given everyone aql. You must take lesson and understand when somebody speaks ill of you or tells you something which annoys you and you flare up, then you must know you are saying, you are like Shaitan now. Anna, you're saying that I am somebody. Like Shaitan said, I am somebody, I am greater than him, so that is why you are flaring up now. So you have to restrain yourself and keep your anger under control. Main pana khub ne aur main pane ko apne se dhoor karna fanayat lena nihayat khub hai aur neke. And to eliminate and annihilate and to kill your ego, your nafs. That is what's called fanayat. Now you have annihilated you and completely close unto Allah Ta'ala. That is something of excellence. Rahmatullahi wasi alayhi. Allah Ta'ala has mercy upon him.